You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, Henry Ford College Radio. This is live from Studio J. That was Audrey Byrne. That was a couple tracks from their Knife Point EP, Witch Rider, and a little bit of Say Hi. They're going to be in here next week. If you like that, then come back. Anyway, as always, you know what time it is. It's 5 o'clock. That means live performance time. And in the studio, we have Memphis Hawk. How you doing, sir?
I am good, Scott. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's been a while, hasn't it? At least,
it has.
What, 4 years, maybe?
End of 2016.
Okay, well, yeah, that's close to 4 years.
Yeah. Wow. I like that shirt, by the way.
Yeah,
that's a good-looking shirt.
It's very fashionable, isn't it?
It's retro now.
It is retro now. You still see those guys?
Oh, yeah. Doug played on my first album and played guitar on the second one that's going to be coming out this year. And I just saw our bass player. He's got a cover band. I catch his band sometimes, and I see the drummer, too. So, yeah, we still talk. We still hang out, and sometimes we play with each other, too.
Okay. So you've got this solo project now, and that's what we're going to focus on today. Why don't we start out with a song, then? What do you have for us?
This is the first song off the first album. It's called Horizon. And it kind of came about after reading, I fell in love with the book War and Peace. The protagonist, Pierre, his story, and it just kind of came out in this song. So.
Okie doke.
All right.
Memphis Hawk.
In the whole time, looking back, I don't know where I've been. You're always on my mind. I lose my mind from time to time. Irony is the one you love the most. Is the one that has to see for your ghosts. I tried. Every step I take, the bigger road I find. Bring it back to your side. There's always consequence. Always chance of regrets. Those that broke it off your end will bring. It's vanity to try. It's a perfect eye. your side.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Memphis Hawk. I'm going to have to ask you a favor there, sir.
Whatever you need, Scott. I'm your man.
All right. Well, this is something I've neglected to do. I've been so busy and kind of excited, actually. At 4 o'clock, I was speaking on the phone on the radio with a gentleman named Roger Earle.
Yes, drummer.
Yes.
Oh, fuck it. Right.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot, so I just want to announce while we're doing this, I actually do have a pair of tickets for the show at Potter Center in Jackson this Saturday. So the first person that calls us at 313-845-9676, option 2, and Marcy will be able to take your call or whoever's in the studio area, and hopefully we can give those tickets away and you can go see Foghat. So, yeah, that was a fun interview. The guy's a really nice man. He's still drumming away.
We're losing so many of those drummers, it seems like, these days. Some of those classic drummers, unfortunately.
Yeah, and then the ones that are still alive, unfortunately, that's such a demanding, you know, position. You know, you can sing for the rest of your life, but drums, that's a little harder when you get older.
You know, I once heard that Larry Mullen Jr. from U2 used to have bull's blood injected into his spine. True story, I heard. as far as I've heard, anyway.
Little demonic rituals or something. You know, I'm wondering is what does Charlie Watts do? He really had to do a deal with the devil, man.
Well, they have a song about that, so.
This is true.
They've met him.
Man's pushing 80, and he could probably still take you in a bar fight, you know?
Probably.
Anyway, back to what we're...
And on time, too.
Exactly. All right, well, back to what we're here for. So, Memphis Hawk, you already have a first release, and how would we get that?
Oh, you can get that anywhere. I think you get music. Heck, you can ask Alexa to play Memphis Hawk and she'll do it.
Okay.
But, you know, you can get it at iTunes and CD Baby, Amazon Music. I'm actually going to leave you with a couple today, so your listeners, if anyone likes them, you can go ahead and give them away, too.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. We'll announce that as well.
All right.
Man, it pays to listen to WHFR. All kinds of great stuff. Okay, so about how long has it been since that one came out?
May of last year.
Okay, so just a few months, and it's still going strong. But you're already finishing up the second one,
it's
huh?
It's hard to turn the tap off. You know, but by the time I'm done writing, and then I get out every week and I play them somewhere, and then by the time I actually get to record them, I'm kind of sick of them, and I've already started recording new stuff that excites me. And so it's just kind of I've got most of the next album written already, too. So
wow.
This one isn't going to be off another month or so.
So we won't have any shortage of Memphis Hawk material anytime in the near future. Then.
Not in the near future, no.
That's wonderful. All right, let's do another one.
All right. My feet and
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Well, if I had to take a guess, that name of that song is Until the Break of Day.
Yes, it is. Break of day. You know, I wasn't as creative.
Well, you know, okay. I'm amazing, ain't I?
Yeah, you are. Got a neck for this.
Yeah, I should actually.
You should get your show. You'll get your own show.
I should be on radio. What do you think?
You're too pretty for radio. Come on, Scott.
Yeah, I do have a perfect face for radio, don't I? All right. Okay, so the majority of what we're hearing now, is it going to be from the first one?
I'll start off with four or five songs from the first one, and then I'll do a couple from the second one, and then I'll probably maybe even throw one in that's going to be in the next one eventually that I've just been playing lately, and I like it. So
so a full spectrum
yeah,
of
I'll
the
give
career.
Yeah, the full spectrum of a year and a half.
Hey, that's a lot to be, come out with in a year and a half. So as long as you don't ever get to one of those things like where you're like Axl Rose and we got to wait till the
next. Chinese democracy.
Wait till the next generation for the next release, you know?
Yeah. Well, it won't happen.
No. Okay. So I heard from a little birdie that you headlined the Polish Village Cafe last weekend.
Is that a headline? Well,
I think so.
All right, I'll take it. Yes, it was a lot of fun. I love doing it. It's a lot of fun to do. And it was a good time. I went over to, I was looking for you on Saturday. That place was packed though.
Oh yeah.
Couldn't find you.
Well, I was stuck at the Whiskey in the Jar. So.
And that's where I stopped over there on Saturday.
Oh.
But like I said, it was a madhouse. I was there probably 11:30, and it was crazy.
Oh, yeah. I was, like, next to the band, so.
Okay.
There was no getting to that part of the bar at that time, by that time of the night.
It's funny. A lot of those places, too, you actually have to cross the stage even to go to the bathroom, so.
Oh, you have to ask the bass player to get out of the way.
Yeah,
to get
exactly.
To
you know, you might as well jump in and help him be a roadie or something like that.
Yeah.
Be a bass tech as you're passing by, so he'll let you do it.
But that's rock and roll. You got to love it, huh?
It is. I like those places, though.
So the night went well, I'm glad.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Okay. You hooked up with Jeremy?
I did. I caught his band for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. He's a great guy. I met his 3-month-old the next day.
Oh,
Vivian.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
beautiful. So she didn't make it to the gig, though.
I know him. She'll be singing with him someday.
Yeah.
She will.
Yeah,
so.
I saw her at the coffee house the next day.
All right. Why don't we keep it going
All
there?
Right.
What do you have for us now?
This is another one from the first album. It's called Into the Sun. Even on the album, I kind of just stripped it down to just the guitar and the voice. It was one of those songs that I never wanted to change.
Mm-hmm.
And so it sounds pretty much just like this on the recording, where a lot of the other songs, they have drums and bass and guitar. This is just going to be stripped down just the same as on the album.
Okay.
Settings. the sun.
From Studio J with Memphis Hawk. So tell me, where did the name come from? How did you come up with that?
You know, I used to patronize a coffee house way back in the day that did open mics, and there were at a time there was about three or four Steves, and I needed to differentiate myself. There was a guy that did beatboxing. There was a guy that used his computer to play a bunch of music. Anyway, So I just needed another name, and so for fun I put it down, and it stuck. So.
Hmm.
It's cooler to make music under Memphis Hawk than Steve, isn't it? I mean, my mom was not really planning ahead.
Well, you can't blame her for that.
No. She wouldn't know.
And you know moms, you know, she would have rather you be a doctor or a lawyer.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure I've let her down a few times. Actually, she comes to the shows, though.
Still?
Occasionally, yeah.
Occasionally, yeah. Well, that's cool. It's always nice when you can have family, especially mom or dad, you know, in the audience.
You need someone to call you handsome from the crowd.
Yeah, you know. That's great. So, but you have no idea, though. It just kind of popped into your head.
Well,
Memphis Hawk.
Well, not exactly. So I was always the name Memphis I was enamored with because all the old blues men used to talk about Memphis almost as like their paradise. You know you've arrived when you got to Memphis and you're playing in Memphis. You start in the small town. And so it's this place that you never got to, but you were always going to.
Right.
And I kind of like the spirit of that. And then the hawk I just found to be kind of a spiritual animal in its own, the way it sits upon the breeze without, you know, seemingly a care in the world, kind of overseeing humanity. And I just put the two together.
Kind of a more of a peaceful creature than an eagle, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that's part of it is that they spend so much. I mean, not that they don't snatch up a rabbit or two here and there.
They have to eat. I mean, you know.
Hey, we all got to eat, right?
Exactly.
But it's, certainly there was a more spiritual, serene aspect to the hawk than I think. Yeah, Memphis Eagle doesn't sound as good.
You're actually Memphis Eagle. That sounds like a sports team. Actually,
the Memphis Eagle. Yeah, it does. It does.
So I think you did a good job.
Right,
Hawk is
you.
Better.
I have to undo everything. I got to redo all my swag if I change now.
Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. All right, what do we have now?
All right, this is another one off the first album. It's called "Falling from the Sky." So in this song, I kind of so I get a lot of the inspiration for these songs from literature. From real life, you know, from nonfiction, from fiction, and this is a story of Judas from the New Testament, and it's kind of I reimagined what it was like if he was on the inside, and you know, it wasn't a betrayal, but it was so much he was part of the conspiracy, and I like rethinking events in both literature and in nonfiction. About what would the other side look like? And so this is where this song came from. It's called "Falling from the Sky." It's from the perspective, I guess, of Judas.
Cursed from my bed. surrender to a bleeding crown. But history will judge me long after I'm in the ground. Whoa. Sword stars fall from the sky like a fire from heaven.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. Want to remind you, in case we haven't given away those tickets yet, why don't we say this? How about we do this? You said you wanted to try to give away maybe a copy or two of one of your releases. What is the name of it again?
The first album is called In the Shadows of Prophets and Fools.
Okay, so if you like what you've been hearing since 5 o'clock, you want to get a copy of Memphis Hawks' first release, go ahead and give us a call, 313-845-9676, option 2. And while you're on the phone, why don't you just say, hey, did you give away them Vaughad tickets yet? So you get two for the price of one. How's that sound?
There you go.
You know, you get the grand prize even. So can't say we don't, we're not generous around here at WHFR. So again, 313-845-9676. 676, option 2, and we'll see what we can do there.
You know, this is the first time I've ever been on a bill with Vaughad.
So. You have made it, Steve.
I'm here.
You can say that you were mentioned in the same.
I'm here.
At the same time as
That's
a
right.
band like that. You're a fan, or?
Oh, not really.
You don't have to
no.
be. No, it's okay.
Yeah, there's obviously the classics, but I'm not really a fan of the band in general. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to name Deep Cut for you.
That's okay. That's okay. That's everybody has their own taste, you know. Speaking of, like, what are the artists that you grew up on, the ones that really made you go, wow, and jam to?
You know, all right, so I'll admit my first cassette tape was Duran Duran.
Nothing wrong with
all
that.
Right. I think it was.
In fact, our operations manager would love you.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that was my first cassette, Duran Duran, and then Thriller. But probably the first band that made me wake up and say, "Music can change the world. It can changed me today."
And I want to do this.
And I want to right was U2.
Okay. Okay.
I think I saw the video for Pride on MTV when they were playing videos.
So around mid-80s?
It was probably later, a little later than that. It was probably more like late 80s or early 90s. And so, I fell in love with the band musically and the fact that they did something besides just play music.
Mm-hmm.
And so musically, you know, I think it was U2. And then later on, I was heavily inspired by Leonard Cohen.
Really?
In fact, the time that we were here, I was here with the band back in 2016 was the week that he passed away. I don't think I knew it while
Has
we were on
Has he been gone
the
air. That long?
He died,
really?
Yeah, that week. Wow. And I didn't know it when we were talking about it because I think I mentioned Leonard Cohen. Mm-hmm. And then I found out that night he had passed away, and they just didn't tell anyone for a couple of days.
I didn't. They didn't want to upset you.
That was very kind of
They
them.
Didn't want to mess up your performance, you know. I did not know that it was at that exact time. Mm-hmm. I didn't put two and two together. But I remember when he passed, but it just doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
Yeah, no, it was just a couple of weeks after his last album came out.
But he made it was really wonderful. I love when I can see artists do like one more really good one before they leave.
And it was great. Mm. It was really good. It wasn't let's throw together the last few tracks. It was a really, really good album, and he said goodbye on it, I think. So.
Yeah, I think artists, you know, they have something to prove, and they've got nothing to lose, and I think it's that one thing that keeps them going just a little bit longer, getting that last one out. I know it was the same with Johnny Cash. I mean, he did some of his best work right before he passed.
You know, it always astounds me that Billy Joel has not written a new song since 1993. He's done some, he may have written some instrumentals, but he stopped writing lyrics in 93. He said, I'm done. I think maybe Famous Last Words was the actual title of the last song on River Dreams. Okay. And he hasn't written lyrics since. He just said, I'm done. I wrote for 40 years. I'm good. I'll play other people's music for the most part.
Yeah, but the man doesn't have to worry about that, though, because there was a DJ on satellite radio that mentioned that he's considered a like fourth franchise in New York for Madison Square Garden.
Yes, yes. He plays like a series of shows at Madison Square Garden every year, and they're always a hit.
He said, if you put him back to back, you know, all the shows, sold all the shows he's done over his career, it would take something like three and a half years to go through them all. So it's like what I don't remember the exact sports teams is what the Jets and what else?
They play in New York.
Yeah.
The Knicks and the Jets and the Giants. And,
yeah. You know. So the fourth one is Billy Joel, you know?
So, they play at Madison Square. I got you.
Right.
Got
so
you. Yeah, right.
What they probably literally do is they plan the schedule around him, probably not vice versa.
Yeah.
Well, you can't play that night. Billy Joel's
right.
playing.
If he lived here and played at the Palace, he wouldn't have had to knock the thing down. He could have taken care of the rent.
I think you're right, man. Oh. Someday you'll be there.
Someday, sure. Fog Hat today and Billy Joel tomorrow.
Hey, shoot for the stars, even if you make it only halfway there.
There you go.
All right. Let's do another one.
All right. This is called La Mancha. I think there's definitely a spirit on the first album of looking for yourself, trying to find meaning in your life, maybe not being happy with that meaning, maybe never quite finding it. I just found that thread is going through there a lot, and this one is kind of to the Don Quixote in all of us here.
Die without even blood.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Memphis Hawk. All right. I'm going to take a deep breath now.
Go ahead. Well, I'll do it.
It's been a long day, but I love it.
Tell me about your day, Scott. We can take a minute here. Tell me about you. Let's talk about you.
Nah, you don't want to do that. Now, this is my fun day. I do two radio shows. I do an experimental show at noon and take a little bit of time off and prepare for this one and three more hours here. And it's like performing to a certain extent. So when you know what it's like after you've put in your performance, you're tired after you're done, you know?
Yeah, you know, I don't think people understand exactly what goes into doing something like this.
Mm-hmm.
You're just singing a song.
Oh, yeah.
Playing a guitar.
Yeah.
It's like, well, if you do it right, you should be tired when you're done.
Yes. And, you know, you're not just doing it, but you're making sure that it sounds as best as possible. And then it's like, you know, the preparation, and there's all the things that can and do go wrong sometimes. Well, I can't do this. All of a sudden, I got to figure out a way to do it differently. You know?
Oh, yeah. With the band, we used to play for 3 or 4 hours at a venue, and some nights your voice is there, and you got to figure out when it isn't how you get around it. Because you can't quit. You got to play the show. And you got to work with what you have, and you know, it's especially with a voice, as you're, you know, it's like colds happen.
Mm-hmm.
You lose your voice sometimes. You put a little too much into it too soon, it's a lot of tricks, a lot of smoke and mirrors to try to figure out how to play for 3 or 4 hours at a time.
Wow, that sounds like too much to me.
It was.
Well, as long as you enjoy doing it, I guess that's what matters, you know. Okay. All right, so moving along, I take it we're probably getting into the later stuff now?
Yeah, I was going to place a couple songs off the new album.
Okay, sounds great. And what is that one called?
It's going to be called Fear Factory is the album. Basically, the idea of, you know, our minds are the greatest fear factory you'll ever find. We create so much in our heads, I think, anxieties and fears. I mean, not that there aren't things that you should be anxious about and fearful about. Sharks can bite you if you're swimming around them.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes when we're in bed at night, we're still worried about the shark.
Yeah. I think it's a lot different now in modern society. I mean, you know, our forefathers, all they worried about was making sure they had a place to stay and food in their belly and, you know, that they were safe, you know, that some animal didn't attack them and eat them or something, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's just like everything, you know. So all that
Absolutely.
Modern stuff, that some of it's just man-made. I mean, it's stuff you really don't have to worry about.
We're creating our own demise, I'm sure.
I think so. Now that we can, we got all these medical technology things that can keep us alive forever, now we're just going to figure out a different way to kill ourselves.
We make the problem tougher by living longer.
Oh, man. I don't know if I'm looking forward to it or dreading it. It depends on what day you ask.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, so Fear Factory.
Yep, this first song I'll play off here is called Silhouette of Reason.
What's it?
Silhouette of Reason.
Silhouette of Reason, okay.
Yeah.
And you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Memphis Hawk. All right, Silhouette of Reason. All right, drawing a blank here. It has been a taxing day.
Well, hopefully I haven't been too rough on you here, Scott.
Nah, that's why I was glad you were going to be here today. I'm like, yeah.
I'll just be a calming force for you. I got you.
Hey, that's what musicians should do, yeah. And that's what they do sometimes.
That's what good music does for you.
It is good therapy, I got to admit. One of the things I've always said myself, it has gotten me through some pretty rough patches in my life. That's one of the things I love about music. Sometimes when you have nobody or nothing, if you can just go off into your room and listen to certain music, it doesn't necessarily cheer you up. It just kind of gets you through it, you know?
Either headphones in the dark or your car with the windows down and driving at night.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's at.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, I think God had a good plan when he somehow orchestrated, you know, no pun intended, a way for us to make music, you know. And it's a universal language. Everybody can understand it. You and I can speak completely different languages, but we could still understand the music.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Even lyrics in a different language, you don't need to know the language, but you can, if the singer is doing their job, you know.
You know that by the emotion. It's like, oh, that's a love song. I can tell.
Yeah. There's despair there. We can feel that.
Yeah, you know? Someone's heart is broken.
Exactly.
You don't do a whole lot of those, though, do you?
I don't. You know, I don't. I've been told I don't really do happy songs either. I think melancholy.
Yeah.
I've been told melancholy.
There's nothing wrong
with
that.
The world's full of love songs. I don't need to add to that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make every song a breakup song either. I'm trying to look for something else. So I figured that's my niche.
And you stay away from the political stuff too, for the most part.
On the first couple albums, yeah. I mean, I think the next one coming up is going to have some more stuff, I think.
Yeah.
And it's probably because those songs aren't exactly new. Those songs are a couple years old, but they didn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an album, I still believe in the album.
Right.
You know, the songs tell a story, the album tells a story, and just throwing a bunch of songs that don't really go together in a row, that's not why I love albums, and, you know, they're kind of a dying breed, and I still believe that the songs need to...
But they're coming back, though.
I like it.
Vinyl outsold CDs for the first time in I don't know how many years, this past year. So
yeah.
I think I'm liking that, too.
Yeah, I think that's also a part of it is just CDs are going away again.
Yeah.
You know, digital.
Well, vinyl is still the highest quality sound as far as physical recording.
Mm-hmm,
so my sound engineer will remind us every time about that one. Doesn't get better than that. Yeah, it may sound clearer on digital, but it's...
You know, I think it's the kind of music you're listening to. There's certain kinds of music that are going to sound better with that really crispness. If it's a really deep, if it's orchestra sometimes, that sounds better. Orchestra music, I find digital, I like better. But then if it's a band, you're listening to the Jimi Hendrix experience.
Rock and roll,
it's just,
punk.
Yeah, metal. or any of the Led Zeppelin albums, anything like that. The modern day Jack White type stuff, where they're still kind of going back to that. That sounds great on the vinyl. You don't want to give that up.
Anything with heavy, you know, instrumentation that's a little bit more different or experimental, jazz and blues, same thing.
Yeah, just as long as there's not too many instruments. If it's a 3-piece, 4-piece, I think the analog is great because it gives it all the room for each instrument.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right, why don't we keep it going?
Right.
We're starting to run out of time.
Sure.
Time flies when you're having a good time.
All right. This one's called Crawl. It's another one off the new one album.
Dying on a road. doubted your soothing voice, but I don't believe my ears. They're always insincere. And so I built a kingdom. Yeah, I built you a throne. So I could feel like a man worthy of your hands. And if I could roll, if I could roll, if I
from Studio J with Memphis Hawk. I want to remind you, if in case you didn't hear earlier, you can call 313-845-9676, option 2, or try option 1 if option 2 doesn't go through, because I think the front desk is gone for the day. You can get a copy of the release by Memphis Hawk, and if they haven't gotten rid of the fog hat tickets and meet and greet, maybe you can get that too. Just mention both and we'll take care of you. So, you got a couple, you said at least, that have yet to be released.
Yeah, the last two are going to be on the album coming out next month. And then this last one I'll play here, I think, probably two more?
Two all more, right. All right. Two more.
So I'll play one more from the first album, and then I'm going to, and then I'll play... probably one that's not going to be out probably for another year or so, but I just wrote it, and I'm just kind of wheeling it out, taking it for a ride.
So it'll be a world premiere then.
Yes, exactly, world premiere.
Okay, cool.
So this is a one from the first album. It's called Release Me. It's basically about an angel at the end of the world who doesn't know what they're going to do with their lives now. One more of those kind of searching for meaning.
Mm-hmm.
I think Vim Vendors kind of inspired this one, Wings of Desire. Kind of that angels being almost jealous of humans is what we have. And, you know, that kind of there's no doubt. And where there's no doubt, there's no faith, really. You know, it's like you kind of need the doubt to have the faith. And so,
yes, yeah, that exactly. Balance, yeah.
Exactly. And so, yeah, this one's called Release Me.
Down, though I long for it to bind on the benefits of doubt. But who knew far glory, there's a chance for me. So tell me rather firmly not to worry, and I believe. To bring, where does the messenger go? Ooh, let a spirit go bleed from David's broken bed to a cursed tree. Maybe if I hurry, if I quarry, there's a chance for me. So tell me.
From Studio J with Memphis Hawk. I want to thank you so much for coming down and playing for us, Steve. I really appreciate it.
I love being here. Thank you so much for having me, Scott.
All right, so we got time for one more. Let's finish it off.
This one's called What's in a Heart. Look about probably another year or so.
All righty.
What's in a heart? Calls out another. What's in a soul? Brings out the colors in the eyes. Perfect strength. Thank you.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
Hey, James Dean, he screams, come over here and love me, football team.